You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about books. I'm going to talk about four books that changed my life, and I hope that we'll be able to change your life as well. Now, this is not going to be a very long post. I'm not going to describe in detail all the books. I'm going to tell you what they talk about. I'm going to tell you the names of the authors and the names, of course. And from then on, I do want you to go online and do some research, read some reviews, and see if they could potentially fit your current situation. Some of them are about money, some of them are about productivity, and some of them are about spirituality and being able to be in touch with your deeper self. All right, so with that said, book number one, of course, the classic Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. The reason why I mentioned this book is because a lot of you guys are looking to, they're aspiring entrepreneurs or they're current entrepreneurs trying to take their business to the next level. And the most important thing in business is to understand where your money goes, allocate your money in the right places so that it can work for you and not you work for it. All right, so Rich Dad, Poor Dad, very short book. If you consider the fact it's a very small book in size, so I think it's like 200-300 pages, but it's actually small in size, so you can go through it, I would tell you, probably in 2-3 days if you want to. Take a lot of notes, okay? Make sure this is a book packed with very, very interesting and important information that will help you change the way you use your finances and will really change your financial intelligence completely. All right. Point number two, Deep Work by Cal Newport. Now, Deep Work is a book that talks about productivity. It's a book that talks about being able to really use your brain in the best possible way to create amazing quality work. What I really would suggest is you take time to understand what he means, because he will be able to tell you what it takes to create work at a level that will get you to stand out in your market, no matter in what market you are. So this book is good for people that are code, and it's good for people that write content, and it's good for people that are in sales. It doesn't matter. This book is made for people that want to take their productivity to the next level and stand out from the crowd. Book number three is The Spontaneous Fulfillment of Desire by Deepak Chopra. Okay, so this book is something that I came across in 2014 when I was in a very, very dark place in my life. After reading this book, it really fired me up. It really made me feel like I was living in a world that was completely different from what I thought it was. And although this book, for some people, you know, it may be a bit too spiritual, I am a very spiritual person. I find energy and fulfillment in understanding the deeper workings of the universe, really, in a way. And this book really resonated with me. It resonated with a lot of other people, and that's why I'm mentioning it. Please read it with an open mind. There's a lot of new concepts. Most of the concepts are very easy to understand. Some of them may not be easy, but please don't just put it down because, you know, like, oh, I don't understand it. Of course you don't understand it. We always talk about this. A baby does not stop trying to walk the first time they fall. If you fall, if you don't understand that something in the book, keep on reading, keep on referring back to it until it really make it yours. It will really inspire you on a daily basis to do amazing work and reach up for more. Book number four is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. All right, another spiritual book, but it's a completely different angle on it. This is about people that may be overthinkers, people that may be, you know, like always either depressed or scared or anxious or nervous or stressed out. This book really helped me ground myself. It, just like the title says, just be in the now. The power of now means the power of being able to keep your attention to the present moment, not think in the future, not think in the past. Now, some people would say, and I said to myself back in the day, well, I am an entrepreneur. I need to think about the future because I need to make plans. And I also need to think about the past to make sure that I'm not repeating the same mistakes that I made in the past. Well, that's true, and it's important to work in the future and in the past to plan. Once you planned and you have a game plan, like I do every single day, I have a to-do list on my calendar, or I mean on my planner. That's what I do. I create the to-do lists when I think about the future and the past. Once I'm done creating it, I just refer back to the planner and work in the now. So again, the power of being in the moment is because you're able to create amazing work and you're absorbed by the present moment. Think about this. All you have control over is the present moment. If you are 100% dialed in the present moment, you're going to be able to create amazing quality work that is 100% using your attention. If you are distracted, thinking about, oh my gosh, what's going to happen tomorrow? Or, oh my God, I feel so bad about what happened yesterday. Guess what's going to happen? You're taking away energy, thought, and energy from the present moment. So whatever you're currently doing is not being done at the best of your abilities. Hope you enjoyed this episode. These four books changed my life. As I said, I hope they will change yours. And until next time, up your game.